Hi, this is Joe Benson. For the next hour, we're taking an inside look at one of the great rock albums of all time. The LP was intended to be released in 1970, but due to the untimely death of Jimi Hendrix, it remained unissued for 27 years. Pieces of it were released on Cry of Love, Rainbow Bridge, and War Heroes, but the record has never been available in the form that Jimmy wanted it to be released. Now, for the first time, First Rays of the New Rising Sun is available in music outlets everywhere. It's been completely remastered and comes with lots of great photos and copies of his original lyrics. You gotta check it out. Here's how that album came about. After the Band of Gypsies split up, Hendrix took some time off to compose new material. The track showed Jimmy's incredible growth as a musician and as a songwriter. The first cut from the LP was used to open several concert performances in 1970. Jimmy explains why he enjoyed touring again.
I really feel like turning people on, you know, quite naturally, on some kind of, at least entertainment, without being false about it, you know, without being a superficial clown or whatever you want to call it, I don't know. And, like, if they don't respond, well, then I just play for myself, you know, and for the ones that will listen. If they do respond, well, then this gives me more energy to work out, you know. It's another way of communication and trying to make harmony amongst the people enjoying what we're trying to get across, you know.
You don't have to say that you're
first rays of the new rising sun contained a variety of tunes. It had everything from great rock tracks to songs with a rich multi-layered orchestral feel. It was during those recording sessions that Hendrix began expanding his sound.
I like to get into more symphonic things so then kids can respect the old music, traditional, you know, like classics. I like to mix that in with, you know, with the so-called rock today.
Drifting on a sea of forgotten teardrops, on a lifeboat sailing for your love, sailing home.
While Hendrix was working on the new LP, he was also creating his dream recording facility, Electric Lady Studios. The studios were designed to be a state-of-the-art working environment for Jimmy to record and develop new ideas.
I want to have a stereo where it goes up. The sound goes up and behind and underneath, you know? But all you can get now is just across and across.
So alone, all by myself.
When we continue, we'll hear a track that was recorded twice, first with a band of gypsies, and later with The Experience. This program is based on the new MCA Records release of Jimi Hendrix's First Rays of the New Rising Sun, available everywhere.